Wednesday, November 18, 2020, 2:51 a.m. Okay, I'm going to start painting now. The dog decided to stay inside the bedroom, so I guess he don't need to go out. He's kind of like me. He doesn't really care for the wet outside. The cold he doesn't seem to mind, I guess, but the wet, oh yeah, he don't like that either. So, let me get the painting here. Okay, 4:25 a.m. Okay, so I've been painting on the Statue of Liberty, and it kind of looks like the Statue of Liberty. Let's put it that way. And I'm not making it real detailed. It's, you know, when you look at this drawing, you can see that, oh yeah, it's, you know, that's what it is. It's the Statue of Liberty. There's no doubt about it. But it's not a real accurate depiction of it. Which a lot of my stuff never really is, because I really don't care about accurately depicting things. I just want you to get an idea of what I'm trying to say. And you can do that with a minimal amount of stuff sometimes. So, because my goal isn't to do what a camera can do. Okay? If I wanted to do that, I'd just take pictures all the time, which I used to do. I used to take a lot and a lot of pictures before there was digital cameras, when you had to pay for the film and slides and stuff. And don't get me started on this one. Another chapter in my life where it's like kind of bullshit and the people that you have to deal with to deal with stuff like that. Anyway, so I'm going to take a little break here and see what happens afterwards. 5:25 a.m. I'm back to paint. Let's see. So today is Wednesday, so the garbage truck will be here in a bit. And making noise. And today, since it's Wednesday, is our grocery shopping today. It's also supposed to be scattered showers. Possible thunderstorm in the afternoon. So we'll see how everything goes. Let me get back to work here. 6:25 a.m. As I paint here, you know, mixing up my paints and stuff, or mixing them together as I paint. The one thing I realize is that when I first start off, I like to use black sometimes, or a really dark color. But as painting progresses, I don't find the need to use such a dark color and work against it. So I can actually darken up a color that I'm going to use and just use that. And it seems to work for me as far as representing kind of a black at one point instead of being a total black, which kind of like sucks the light out of the painting. Anyway, so that's just an observation. 9:15 a.m. Okay, I'm getting a little tired here, so before I get too hungry again, I'm going to have to go for my walk, and it's drizzly off and on, so I think I could get by with some raincoat and pants, and that's about it. Maybe I'll wear my shorts underneath so it won't get so hot. I painted the great reset button on the little side of the wall here on Homer's little tunnel cave, whatever, sphere. And I got Bart Simpson. I'm really contemplating on what should I do with this button. Should I press it or what? So I got that going. Well, it's starting to fill in here a little bit. So the great reset is are the globalist elitist leaders that have no real power. Using the point, the idea now is to use the Chinese virus to scare us into giving them power over us, to so they can do their thing. They were using global warming to scare us at one point. This is the word, okay? I'm not saying that this is what I know. I don't know anything. This is what I'm hearing. So they were using global warming to try to scare us, to push us in a certain direction. They want to reset the whole economic system. They want to reset the whole social system to make it a better society. Okay, these are people that are really thinking about this stuff, the experts, and which I don't trust because they're like Homer Simpson, you know. They have flaws. And the idea is to reduce the population of the planet and fill and have the remaining people that are living on the planet, you know, to reduce the population by billions, mind you, by billions. And to have the remaining people a purer, more elitist, smarter, what's the word I'm looking for? Jeez. Well, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. It's right on the tip of my tongue. But they want the world left with more upper middle class type people. The ones that can get things done, you know, that won't screw things up. The ones that we don't have, you don't have to take care of. So, but I don't, you know, I don't think that's the way things work. You know, you can try to make do things that way, but I just think, you know, you'll have to kill a bunch of people that. Because, you know, even though you have middle-class type people or upper-middle-class type of people and they have children, hey, those kids could be just as screwed up as anybody else coming out of the womb, you know? So, I don't know how they expect things to get it done, but that'll mean that the society will be really controlled, just like in communist China. And I don't think that's a good thing. You know, those people can't do anything without the government telling them what they can and can't do, and I just think that it's just a recipe for a big war. And anyway, let me I gotta go do my exercises and stuff today, so let me end this.